I'm out here in Denver, Colorado, and I'm calling for a neighbor of mine that just saw a UFO.
Okay, let's hear about it.
Okay, it happened at 9:20 Mountain Standard Time, and it was on a road called Riverdale Road. It was between Henderson and North Glen, Colorado, and it's more or less desolate farm area.
Yes.
And they were on a coming home from a trip. And as they were coming down the road, that they saw a light up in the sky, which it appeared to look like an L in light. And they didn't think much of it at the time. They saw it again, and it was coming down toward them. And as it got toward the ground, it started spinning. And that made the L, you know, turn into like one big light.
Yes.
And it was a sphere, you know, around kind of a bubble top, slight bubble top. And it followed him for 3 or 4 miles, first behind him, you know, right practically on that bumper, I guess. And then it went to the side, and it was going, as they were following him on the side, they'd speed up and it'd speed up, and it was going over the trees, dodging the trees, as, you know, as they were going.
Right.
And as they came to a stop sign, they slammed on their brakes, and then they just, you know, took off real fast.
Okay, what highway were they on?
Okay, well, it's called Riverdale Road.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if there's a name on it. But what I'll do, I didn't see it, the girl did, and I'll let you talk to her, and she'll give you a little bit better detail on it.
Fine.
Okay, here she is.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
We'd like to hear about your experience.
Okay, well, we were going down Riverdale Road, and my sister looked up in the sky, you know, and we were laughing, and she said, look, there's a flying saucer. And we started laughing and giggling. And it looked like an L, you know, so we thought it was an airplane, so we just kept going. And so then she looked up again, and it was coming towards us. And then it came right down by the car, and it started spinning, you know, really fast. And so then I got scared, and I stepped on the brake, pushed on the gas, and we were going, and it just, you know, made a buzzing sound and kept following us. And so then there were some trees, and it went over the trees, and we stood up, and it came down behind us, and then we hit the stop sign, and there's this river. And there was no cars around us at all this whole time. And then coming over the river was this one car, you know?
Yes.
And right when its headlights got over it, you know, that thing just shot up in the air and it was gone in like a second. I mean, it was
okay,
fast.
Did the other car's headlights appear to strike the object at any time?
Yeah,
Okay. Could you make out a definite shape to this thing?
Uh-huh. I could. Okay, there was lights, and they were approximately... it looked from up in the sky about an inch away, you know, but I was thinking more, yeah. It was spaced, you know. And there were lights, and it made an L shape. And then when it came down beside the car, it just started spinning, and it was spinning so fast that all the lights made one light, and it was like a bulb, you know.
Yes.
You could see right through it.
Okay. And you heard a buzzing sound?
Uh-huh. It was like a bumblebee. It went boom.
Okay, now, do you have any estimate as to how close that thing got to the ground?
How close it got to the ground?
Right.
I didn't notice. I mean, it wasn't on the ground, but it was by the car.
Okay, do you have any estimate as to how close it got to you?
How close it got to us?
To the car, right.
I would say 50 yards.
Okay.
No? Closer than that. Okay, right. It was close. All I can say is it was really close.
Okay. Now, how about the size of the object itself? Can you compare that with anything?
Yeah, okay. You know how, okay, the street, it took up 2 lanes, plus it took almost the whole, it took up a ditch and part of the field.
Okay, now this thing came down, actually came right over the roadway then.
Yes, it did.
Okay, now was that in front of you or behind you?
Okay, it was like the L, you know, the bottom part of the L, and then the top part, and we were like right there by the side. So the bottom was behind us, the top was in front of us, and it just followed us, right? And then when it had to go over those trees, we sped up, and then and the whole L was behind us.
Uh-huh.
The tip, you know, was by our bumper.
Right. Okay, well, that's pretty close then.
Yeah.
Okay, now, did you have any problems with the car when all this was taking place?
We almost hit a mountain. That's probably because of my steering.
No, what I mean is, did you have any problems with the engine or the lighting?
No, nothing like that. It was really weird. It was all calm and stuff, you know? I mean, it was just strange.
Okay.
Feeling.
Did you have any unusual physical feelings or effects?
No.
Okay.
Just real calm and stuff, you know? Just...
Okay, and you didn't see anything else other than just this thing?
Yeah, and there's nobody in it that I could see.
You felt that it was transparent or translucent?
We could see right through it. We could see, you know, the other side of the road through this bag.
Uh-huh. Okay.
It was transparent.
How long do you think that this entire incident occurred?
I would say 10 minutes.
Okay. And then after it once shot away, you never saw it again?
Never.
Now, you're sure that the headlights of this other car actually made contact with this thing?
Yeah, because we were sitting level, and you know how you come up over a hill?
Right.
The first thing that, you know, hit us was the light.
Uh-huh.
And right when they did, that thing just shot off.
Okay, was it hovering over the roadway then?
Yes, it was. I mean, it stayed with us until
right.
That car came over.
Right, okay. And what was your, was it your sister that was with
yeah.
you?
Yeah, my sister.
And how old is she?
She's 14.
And what was your age?
16.
Have you ever seen anything like this before?
No. Has there been any sightings like this lately?
No, there hasn't, as a matter of fact.
There hasn't?
We used to get a lot of reports like this, and it's been really quiet recently.
Hmm.
Okay, where did you get our number?
Where?
Right.
We called the sheriff.
Okay.
In Adams County, and he gave us a number. And then we knew these people by the name of, and, you know, he's the president of the UFO company, I guess, or something.
Oh.
And so we called him because, you know, my dad knew him. And we explained this to the lady, you know?
Uh-huh.
And she was really interested in everything, and she invited us to a meeting, and she was going to send me all these papers and stuff. And she lives out where this thing happened, but tonight she was in Denver.
Oh, I'll be
there. I know.
Okay.
And then she told us some of the things she'd seen before, you know?
Okay, was this your dad that called us?
No, this is our next-door neighbor.
Okay. Well, we sure appreciate this report, and we're going to check this thing out right away, and if we come up with any kind of answers, why, we'll get back to you and let you know.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.